the chance for me to eat my chips.
Let me see some original kettle.
You
got some kettle in there.
Okay, yeah.
Let me pour these chips real
quick. Yeah, go ahead. Pour the chips.
Chip break!
Chips is poured. And a kettle. This is
Damn, look, you spazzed out. Right now. What the fuck going on?
What's good, y'all?
Yeah, man.
It's Durag Discussions. I think we're on time this week.
Fuck yeah, we on time. Nigga, we always on time. It's Tab, you know.
It's Bryce.
Yeah, we always on time, bro.
I think it was only right we just stepped on, like, real rough and rugged today because rest in peace, man, to DMX.
Yeah, the doggies of the doggies.
The right way to step on.
Yep.
Rest appreciate in peace. You, big dog.
Yep.
AKA Tommy. Tommy Guns. Shit. He was just the I think he started just, you know, that real, like, I don't give a fuck about nothing in my nothing. Raps. Like
nothing.
Bitch slap you.
Yep.
Like all that, like,
and your mama,
man, and just all some disrespectful shit, and so disrespectful that you can respect it.
Yeah, nothing you can do but respect
because that's just him.
Yep.
But then you see him out in public; he's a cool,
genuine,
nice dude. Yep. Like, so, just goes to show, like, can't judge a book by its cover. It's cliche as it sounds, but
can't.
First thing, we wanted to jump straight into props and ops today. We doing ops or props first?
This is going to
end
one.
On the high note.
Yeah, let's end on the high note.
Whoa!
Mental state.
Are we ending with that, though?
We do. Remember, we start. Where do we have?
Okay, so.
And then after, what we feel after, remember?
Okay, so we starting off the episode with a mental state and then ending from, with a mental state.
Yeah, gotcha. From the last 24.
Okay, so last week, mental state, you go first because I went first last time.
That's
I know
cool.
That for a fact.
For the week?
Yes, sir.
This was a good week. I'll give you like a 7.8.
Okay. 7.8?
Yeah.
For the week?
Yeah.
My week. I'll give it a 7.5.
Yeah.
Close call.
It's passing.
It's passing.
It's on the other side. Of the grass.
Exactly.
That's on the other side of the grass.
It's still,
so,
still.
So we good.
Mid C. So
we good.
Yeah. It's not C minus.
No.
You
want to say 24?
Nah, we'll save that.
All right, bet.
We'll save that.
Bet.
Props and ops.
Ops.
Ops this week.
The Killers of
Dante Wright and Micaiah Bryant. And Tev is looking at the notes, and I know he was trying to, like, decipher it. Not giving no names to these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
They don't deserve that.
Nah.
Even with our prop. And we included Dante Wright because we don't want him to be forgotten just in the week.
Nah.
Just because
it's somebody else, yeah.
Not to discredit what happened to her, but
it's not done.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not done. We still need justice.
It's an entire war that we're talking about. Yes. These are just battles in the wars.
War.
So, yeah, that's how I feel about that. Man, my throat over here burning. I'm like, bro, I wish I had some water.
It's in front of you.
Ass bottle.
It's fucking 33.8 fluid ounces. It's a lot of water in the bottle.
Oh, the alkali.
Yep.
You got to alkalize your body and mind.
Yeah, do that.
You got to alkalize your body and mind.
That's what it say right here. It's a bar.
I will shout out this water. Carlsbad Alkaline Water. If y'all niggas could find it, I'm not going to give you nothing.
Good job. Yeah.
But as long it's just fire.
How long you been drinking that shit? As long as I've been knowing you, huh?
Hell no.
No?
Not till my pop started filling the crib with this shit.
Who should it?
Maybe right after I left college.
Left to go?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, shit.
Well, left for
it. I guess that's even somewhere
else before. Maybe it was like halfway through college. I don't know.
Wait, it's 33.8 fluid ounces a liter? Is that what that, mm-hmm. is that a liter?
Mm-hmm.
You got a liter of water, and you talking about you thirsty?
You need some great water now.
Yeah, I know
you. And I probably only drank about 5 ounces of this shit. Anywho. But that's a side
track. Yeah, anywho. Fuck.
But
it's a war. Fuck anybody who's against us.
Yeah, it's a war. And right now, we just, those are battles.
Yeah.
Fought a battle last week. We fought a battle this week. And those battles are not over.
No. We're still fighting them.
They're still being fought.
And so many more that have, or that should be,
mm-hmm.
being fought. You know, how many don't and we see? How many have do we not hear about?
We won one.
Yes.
That we is, won a battle.
Yes.
Not did. All bad, but.
Yeah, because
we won a battle.
All wins are win. Like, any win is a big win.
So, our prop for this week is the journey.
Yeah.
For the Derek Chop. No. Fuck a Derek.
Fuck him.
Fuck a Derek G.
That's getting bleep.
Whatever
or skit. Or hopped. Or hooped. Or not something.
The jury in the George Floyd case.
Yes. Those people.
The jury in the George Floyd case.
3 for 3.
Bless those people. 3 for 3.
They was at In-N-Out. They would have ordered a 3x3.
Mm-hmm.
They was on the court. They would have shot a 3-pointer.
Yep.
3 for 3. That's one of many. So, hopefully, this is just, I can't even really say confidently that this is the start to, like, really something new, because I don't believe in this justice system.
Yeah.
I don't have any faith in it.
It's hard to.
Yeah.
It's hard to, honestly. How could you when you see shit right when we get one win?
I'll give 1% of faith.
You get two more added to the count, like, in a week span. And they're both not even 21 years old.
So we'll see. This nigga Travis waving and shit, freaking me out. Pete, stay coming when we recording. Like you said.
He walked in one more time, always on time.
I beat the
bottom. Hey, homie Trav.
You know what this nigga asked me? The first thing he said, where y'all niggas get these fancy ass hoodies from? If y'all can see these hoodies.
Oh, yeah. We ain't even spoke on them. We are in. How you feeling, bro?
I'm sore as hell.
Sore?
That boy worked out with a fucking police. Died of the BDOP.
Let me see you run. Let me see you run. But yeah, we in the new Dueg Discussions merch.
Yeah. This is the first.
We in the burgundy thing, the blue label.
First copies, huh?
These are the first copies.
Yeah, this
first
is like
copies.
One of 3, 4.
Yep, so it's about four of them out on the street. We exclusive out here, you feel me?
Oh, the maroon joint. But if y'all niggas, if y'all, somebody say in the, oh, I want a hoodie. In the DMs.
Oh. I want a hoodie.
Let us know on the DMs.
Nah, don't let us know. It's right there for you to go get one. You could go get a beanie, a hoodie, a crew neck, a t-shirt, anything right now. Okay. And they'll send it straight to your house. We don't even got to touch it. Shopify. Link in the bio. Durag.discussions on Instagram. So if you want some,
go get it. I knew that.
Do what it do.
I knew that.
Make it do what it do. It's link in the bio. You feel me? Don't even reach out to me.
Yeah, we don't. I want to hear, but I don't want to hear. I want to hear after you get the shit, really.
Yeah, once send y'all the get them.
Send the picture.
Pictures. We going to post them, all that.
Send the picture. That's what.
Yeah, bro. So, appreciate y'all for that in the future.
Yes. No credit yet.
Y'all get this shit for free. Oh, I just found out that Apple Podcast is going to start adding subscriptions, paying prescriptions. Subscriptions.
I know what you mean. I was gonna let them correct you, not me.
But y'all know what that means.
Subscribe.
Y'all hear their hands rubbing?
Birdman. Yeah. In the hey, today's like the 5th year anniversary since he was in the fucking tripping off Charlemagne.
For real?
Yes. Seen that shit on me. Put some respect on me. I seen that shit on the what's that app called?
Oh, the bird app?
Nah, the other one.
Not the bird app. The picture feed.
The picture feed.
Gotcha.
Those guys.
The picture feed.
I seen it on the picture feed.
Mm-hmm. We're not giving today. No crumbs to nobody today.
Nope. I need all of them.
Shit, you better come pay us.
Yes.
It's only right.
Yes.
But, oh gosh. We gonna jump in to the deep waters we have this episode.
What is my last name?
Sailor.
You don't sail in shallow.
Don't we sail in the deep waters? Preach to him, man. Take us in. Take us in, Tev. Take the wheel, Tev.
Take the wheel,
Tev. Take the wheel. That's going on the next
hoodie
piece of merch for sure.
These motherfuckers, are we giving their names? Yeah, we'll give their names.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Budden and Kevin Samuel. They had the fucking grandest idea. Well, Joe Budden.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, bring him onto his podcast. Kevin Samuels, who we've spoken before. Both of these. We spoke about both of these niggas before.
Yeah, we gonna bring the sound bite, I think. Or, shit, can we pull it up real quick?
Nigga, you know how fast these Siri robots work?
Siri robots. So, y'all tell me if y'all remember my man Kevin Samuel.
How much do you weigh? 220. I weigh 210 and I'm 6'4". You broke the first rule. See, you ladies don't mind breaking the rules. The men are visual. The men want women that are fit, feminine, friendly, cooperative, submissive. And I don't mind being the size of, I'm sorry, you're 5'8"?
I'm 5'8".
You're about the size of Emmitt Smith or Barry Sanders worth. Your running back size. You can hit the A-gap like a motherfucker.
Yeah. That's all y'all need to hear. That's all y'all need to hear.
Right there. That was perfect.
So, this dude. Yeah. Him. He has finally been, he got, I think, what he was searching for. Exposure. Somebody by the name of Joe Budden,
mm-hmm.
who has drama of his own right mm-hmm. now, decided, I'm going to put this heat on somebody else on my podcast.
Yep. Put this fire under his ass.
And really, I was going to say, start this segment off with the joke, with it was labeled Joe Budden and Kevin Samuel, but Kevin Samuel talked the whole fucking time.
Literally.
Turning shit to his podcast.
Literally.
So, episode was just released, what, last week?
Yeah, 6 days ago.
All right.
A week.
They did not. He deflected the fuck out of. First of all, he deflected the fuck out of the fact that he insulted the. He never spoke about it.
Yes,
even when they pointed towards it.
I'm gonna tell you what he said about it though. He spoke on it. He said, he said, actually, I was wrong. She weighed more than Barry Sanders or Emma Smith.
Oh, he did say that shit.
Damn.
Wow.
He said, I was wrong about that. Like, she weighed, like, damn, dog.
So, that's that.
At least he stands on his words.
Right?
No matter what those words are. But what he also said, which I halfway kind of agree with, he said everybody of any other race could talk shit. But when it comes to a black man, he is the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Is I think what he called it. He was like, Gordon Ramsay used as an example. Not the only example I use.
Yeah.
That motherfucker be screaming at people, calling them the worst of the worst. He could do that and get paid millions. He's like, why can't a black man, like, be honest and say what I think?
That's a fact.
I said, damn, I feel you.
But
like, come on, bro, chill.
Towards our own
like,
community and our own women and our own... Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
To his defense, he doesn't really, like, he doesn't lead into the, like, the debates, I guess, in, like, a hateful manner. He's open.
That's a fact.
That's what other people on that pod were saying to back him up. Like, yeah, he starts it off like, what? Like, what would you like?
That is true. Like, yeah.
How can I help? You know? And then it turns to, unfortunately, the clips. And he explained clips are only what people can see, because it's a clip of something. You know, it's what they that makes it everything of what they've seen.
Exactly.
I've been victim of that. I'm sure y'all been victim.
We were victim to that because you saw the way we reacted on the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
We was low-key livid. Like, what is up with this dude?
Because it was one after another after another after another.
Right.
So only thing we see about this man is him fucking talking down on black women. Like, what's up with this dude? But
the thing that came up to me first. Cooperation versus compromise.
Hmm.
A word that we struggled to find just an episode ago.
Yes, just a fucking do-rag discussions a week ago.
You know what's really got me right now? These do-rag discussion threads on my back.
Hell yeah.
Warm. This, hey, but like, yeah, it got do-rag discussions on it. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a good fucking hoodie.
It is a good fucking hoodie. Like, the quality of this motherfucker is like...
Like, we were sitting out here probably in the same conditions, I would say five episodes ago.
What?
Freezing our asses off.
That's why it was short as fuck.
And I had on a hoodie. I'm pretty sure I just had a hoodie on.
You had on a North Face.
If not my North Face.
You had on a North Face.
My North Face. Mm-hmm. So, I'm straight. I put the hoodie up. I tied this motherfucker up. It's got the thick string on it.
I got my hood on.
You feel me?
So, and I got my hands and toes out.
Fuck with the Shopify link in the bio. Last time I'm going to say it.
Yeah, do that.
We probably going to make an ad for it. So fuck y'all. You'll hear it again. Oh, well.
And again, and again, and again.
And again. So check that out.
Niggas.
But back into it. I want you to interpret.
Mm-hmm.
The difference or not the non-difference you think there is between the words cooperation and compromise in terms of a relationship.
So cooperation is like, I tell you to do this and you do it. You just cooperated with what I wanted you to do. Compromise is we made a group effort to come up with like an idea.
Or was it reluctant to do it because you told me to?
Yeah. We're doing this together. We're making this fair.
Right. Not that both of us have to get something out of it.
Yeah.
Just that we both came to, okay, I sacrificed something, you sacrificed something, we both got this.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Really? No.
And I just remember he was speaking on men want a woman that's going to cooperate. I've had a woman that's going to cooperate. Let's be real.
Was it fun?
Hell fucking no. I think that's the biggest problem is a lot of these men run around like bitches now because they want somebody to run around on their coattails and tell them, yes, sir, yes, man. Just want to be that yes, whatever.
Right, stop it. That's not how the world works.
Nigga, you need people to tell you no.
Yeah.
And tell you when you're fucking up. Get you in check. If she ain't, like, what is she there for then? If she not there to help you grow.
Well, obviously. Right. That's it.
I need more than that.
Exactly.
Y'all might say, oh, you nigga. All right. It's miserable. Only time you gonna have fun with her is when you having sex.
Exactly. Because only time you're having fun is when you're having fun.
Makeup sex. You feel me? Like, but shit, let's connect this to black women in marriage. My mom, I spoke with my mom a little bit. I think this is a good little intro.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit ago. I think like last week. And she was telling me, she asked me, do you want to get married? I'll ask you that. Take that question.
Do I want to get married?
Mm-hmm.
Me? Yeah, sure.
But my mom was saying, and I said the same thing. I was like, yeah, I mean, I ain't never thought otherwise, really.
Yeah.
She said, when I was, you know, in my 20s, I didn't want to get married. Because to a woman, she thinks, okay, I got to give up my freedom. I got to give up half of what I got. Mm. I got to start catering. I got to start. That's cooperation.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's the old school.
Yeah, I'm saying because that's what she probably has seen and was taught up to that point.
And then I'm like, think about it from the male's perspective. Why is it so easy for us to say, yeah, I like to get married. What have we seen?
You want me to be like...
Well, what you might have seen might be a little different, huh?
I'm me just too, thinking honestly. Of marriage honestly, as a
me
whole.
Too. Me too.
Not I've seen... The, not in...
Like, I would say that my perspective of marriage is very unorthodox. Because I don't think my parents were very much like other married couples.
Meaning?
Meaning, my parents weren't super lovey-dovey. They weren't all over each other. My parents were always working. So, and a lot of the time, both my parents worked out of town. So, they would come home. It's night-night time. Like,
time to go for Christmas.
Right. Like, there was no... Yeah, it's like... So that was it for me, and it wasn't like I didn't see it, but it wasn't like they're always together. Everywhere they go, they're together. Mm-hmm. Like my mom would take us somewhere, my dad like I'm gonna stay home.
Yeah,
that's just how it was. Mm-hmm. But they have a strong relationship in the household. Like they love the shit out of each other. Like they go to bat for each other. All of that. Like. So it's deeper than, you know, everything else. Yeah. So.
And how long they've been together?
I want to say 30-something years, bro.
I come from a split household.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing marriage is cool. I think it's, well, let me go back to the original question. For a man, what do you think marriage means? For some, it'd be like, okay, I got some noise to fuck on.
Okay.
Because I've heard that before.
Right.
You know? Shit. Seen it in the world before, you know? That shit don't pan out.
Factoid.
Yeah, that's like, that nigga's Damn. that's like a nigga's mentality, you know, but I'm happy I wasn't raised in that. I didn't see niggas' mentalities growing up, you know. Thankfully.
Absolutely.
I don't see anything different. I'm try marriage, get with one person. That's fine with me. Shit, be with one person for the rest. Shit.
I know for me, it just was never being comfortable. I mean, it was comfortable at certain points being just all over the place and being everywhere, but at every certain point, there's always that point where you get home and there's that night where you can't get nobody to come. Then what? You know? And even like in the perspective that they're talking, 50s and up, like, they're talking about, like, he said, I think somebody was saying, if I don't get found, he said COVID helped a lot of women realize that they need men. Because he said what I didn't agree with at all was this meant women try to detach from, you know, this world or try to manipulate this world.
He said women get more out of the system than men do. Like, they manipulate the system more than men.
Right.
Which I think is fucking bullshit. Ridiculous. It's not a statement you can make just off of. It's not a statement. It's an opinion.
Yeah, exactly. That's not valid.
Yeah.
But he not said a factual that, statement. But he was talking about how. Yeah, like in this men ran world, basically, that once it stopped, they looked around and realized, oh, I don't have anyone. Little bit of truth, lot of not validity, like, or you know
that doesn't
a lack of validity.
Yeah.
A lot of it was opinion, which is why I can't rock with this nigga, because it's like you can't be talking some opinion based shit and then bring it over to, and this is what it is, because nigga, no, now you just because you're persuasive and you can manipulate people's minds by the way you speak, you can't that. Does not make it right.
Mm-hmm.
That's some cult shit.
Yeah.
That's some cult shit.
One thing I really didn't agree with, he was saying that like black women manipulate the food stamp system
more.
But think about it.
If he wants to talk about that realm
of black women using their food stamps, think about their reasons, you know, they're struggling.
Single mothers.
You can stop there.
So, once again, he's talking about one woman in college.
And that's how you see all black women.
Nigga, like, not all black women even get to college, bro.
Exactly.
To a campus.
Like, and you.
Like, what?
Four crab legs. That's exactly really what he was mad about.
She probably had a whole fucking meal plan and just decided, I don't want this shit no more. I'm going to apply for food stamps. Got them. I'm eating shrimp and lobster now, nigga.
Eat your fucking shrimp and lobster, sis. Can I come over for, like, dinner one day?
Like, what? But, shit, bro. Yeah, so I feel like that whole thing with marriage was, so his argument, in my words, my understanding of his argument, was that black women have normalized not needing a man, therefore belittling black men from birth all the way to manhood. So he spoke on mothers, and how we feel like we owe everything to our mothers, which we do.
Yeah. And which I feel.
Absolutely. But just speaking to straight, just like not trying to disappoint your mom more than anything else. Like,
yeah.
That's the most painful thing ever.
Moms.
Yeah. That's moms, bro. So talking about that all the way up to getting married, and then you're like, well, I owe everything to this woman, we're married, I can't, you know what I'm saying, like, whatever she says goes type thing, right? Mm. So how you feel speaking on that? Like, I kind of agree, but I don't think there's one part that I don't agree with. Black women have normalized. The black community has normalized not needing black women, not needing a man.
Yeah. Or
because we're not there ever.
So, to piggyback, to jump into that same pool, he was saying black women, which I think is a good thing. Black women hold black men to a higher standard than they do a man of any other race.
Absolutely.
Which I think is a good thing. Some people just can't handle it, which is their own fault, but let me not go into that. Mm-hmm. But I do agree with the realm of it now is like, if this black man doesn't have this business and doesn't make this much, I can't fuck with him. But if this white dude or yellow dude or green dude making 70 a year, because you know they are so six figure or like, come on, chill
out. Yeah.
If a white, green, yellow, orange making 70, you know, making less, fine and dandy.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with that amongst like the younger generation. So of women,
from the men's black women. Black men in the community, we need to be better at you know, actually showing up, being there when our name is called.
Yeah.
Like, if we're being chosen, then we need to be there.
Yeah.
We need to be present. We need to at least get an effort. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Try your best to be and do the right things and set the right example. And yeah, it's a heavy weight to carry, but shit, we built and born for this. So you're going to be a warrior one way or another. Might as well do that in the right way.
Yeah.
Might as well be a warrior in shiny armor.
Yeah.
So, and then for the women, I feel as though we do feel belittled sometimes.
Yeah.
By y'all, like,
when I was
the
younger,
fact of him, the way he called her, Emma Smith, all that,
yeah,
was absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
Yes. Disrespectful, insulting, all that. But she was also, no, I'm not even going to speak to that situation, but I've seen black women, I've noticed black women will speak on all the things they want in a man, right? And that turns into them being obsessed with that idea. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you ain't got this one thing on my list, kill it, bow. And they go back to making money and getting it on their own to the point where they look up and they're like, oh, I don't even need a man. I got all this bread now. I'm doing everything on my own.
And if they ain't making as much as me,
right,
they ain't no good.
So,
the motherfucker's going crazy on that.
Yeah, he's fucking it up. Fucking the streets up with that blower.
Man. Anywho, oh, that's awesome. When I was younger, I used to always think like of a, in the sense of being with a black woman, it's always gonna be like arguments and like fighting. That was what was like put onto me as a kid. So I'm like, damn, I don't know what, how long I'm around this.
Damn, yeah, man, that's another thing.
Just had to start experimenting,
mm-hmm,
figuring shit out.
Fuck what they say. Experimented.
Yeah, fuck what they say.
Definitely did not like, because nobody understands you like somebody that's bred like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? In the same community, exposed to the same things, seeing the same types of people, mm-hmm, around them and their family. So I feel like that really does have a lot to do with a connection.
That was crazy. Like, for me, I...
Go ahead.
I've never introduced girls to my mom that were not black. If they wasn't black, they would not meet moms.
Damn.
Like over like FaceTime or some shit, but
yeah, that's it.
Person.
Damn.
I don't know, bro. When she listened to this, she was like, what the fuck?
Oh, hey, Ball's a faithful listener, too.
She know it, too. I be done. Like, she know.
That's crazy. See, we all never had no shame. I'm banging.
I know.
And I know.
Like, I know. You went to Colorado. Oh, I'm going home with you for the holidays.
Man.
Did one of them ever show up, pull up to church?
Hell no.
Oh, okay. I don't remember.
Yeah, I never brought none of them to the church.
That's a whole different story, bro.
Ooh. We can't even go there today.
Bringing a girl to church? You know how many church aunties you got?
Oh, my goodness.
Stress. Oh, shoot.
That's stress.
But yeah, that's something within a whole different...
It's deep water right there.
Yeah, that's a different side of...
We ain't got nothing in the oxygen tank.
Yes, Travis, we're still recording. What up?
Well, why everybody getting money but me?
Who got money?
They got them stimulus.
What?
They gonna go up. They going up. Stimmy, my Wimmy?
The stimmies came in, y'all.
And he said he waiting for his paycheck.
Oh,
fuck.
For the work he did do.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas getting checks for the shit they didn't do. Man, that's crazy.
For existing.
Tev, you want to talk about being a perfectionist?
Yes, I did.
Something we both trying to
cope with.
I feel like I beat myself up internally on a day-to-day basis over something. One thing or another.
Mm-hmm.
On what I could be doing.
What I should be doing. Better. What I should have been doing.
Yep. So go ahead and speak on that.
Yeah, I think that's what sometimes pushes... Well, should I be saying that out loud? That's what pushes my numbers down on the mental state for the weeks. You know?
Yeah.
Things not being the way I feel like they should be.
Yeah, just last week, mine was down because I was like, I just don't. It's not because it was a bad week. I just not where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why the fuck does that fuck with our mental?
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's not a bad thing by any means.
No.
I actually kind it keeps of us, like, stand on
yeah, because it keeps you
like, yeah.
like on track. But think about it, bro.
That pressure is
think about
pressure
this.
From where?
Think about this, right? Say, let's go back to high school. Let's go back to high school. Right. We're high school students, right? We got an 8-page essay to write.
So that stress was crazy. But what?
Right? It's not because you procrastinated this one time. It's because you just stuck on how to like make this scene.
Put the idea out.
Good as you feel like it should sound, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize, damn, tripping off of this deadline, but you look up in the sky, bro, or you look at the tree. Tree's bigger than you. What's bigger than the tree? Sky.
Mm.
And there's so much more that exceeds what we can see. And I'm panicking over a fucking essay.
And that's from society. And then they put that on you.
Or whatever your essay in this situation is.
Really, I feel like that's what the education system is.
Let me put you in this
little
box.
It's not even about what all the general education bullshit.
Fuck that.
And, science, and they don't know what the fuck. Like, they just picked five, and they were like, math is probably the best.
Yep, and what English, he said makes sense, so yeah, we're going to make
English, blah, blah, blah. They're going to throw them all out there.
Mm-hmm.
But really, think about it. The second you went into school, when you started getting homework, when you started getting tested, when you started, you know, when shit started to matter.
Yeah.
You were at school even when you were at home. Because your mind is still there.
Still running. Yep.
All right, what do I got tomorrow? What classes? All right, what books do I need? Like, all that shit.
What, can you eat mac and cheese?
No, I'm gonna leave.
All that shit, so. Chavy Chav, go ahead, give us your word of wisdom. Huh?
Before you get out of here.
Work on yourself, because health is wealth.
Hey!
Hey, bars. Niggas are dropping bars today.
I think you used that one before, but it's all right. We're going to let you slide.
It might be. I don't know. Hey, that means I'm consistent.
Hey, that's true. Consistency is key. But nah, yeah, I'll speak to that. Perfectionist or perfection. It's something you can reach for, but it's not attainable. Because without mistakes, without flaws, without weaknesses, there is no strength. There is no, you know, growing. There is no development, you know, because... Shit, I always say you gotta know what's bad to know what's good. Vice versa.
Yeah. As much as I agree with, like, being perfect at everything, being, like, actually being a perfectionist, I'm gonna still try to chase it.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
I know you are.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still gonna get pissed off at ourselves.
Right.
As much as we know, it's not, like, obtainable.
I just don't get pissed for as long.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm able to be like, all right, bro, that's enough. Like, that's enough.
Like, who are you talking to like that, bro?
Yeah,
you
like,
watch your tone, bro. Who is you talking to? Not, like, for real, bro. I really be telling myself, like, bro.
For real.
Chill out.
Yeah, just relax. Like, relax, woosah, take
yeah,
a
bro,
breath.
Just chill.
It ain't that bad.
Chill. Shit.
It ain't never that serious, man.
Nah. It's not.
I
guess we just solved our own problems. We'll see if we listen to ourselves.
Maybe, maybe not.
But I think being a perfectionist, it comes with so many more things. It aids, like, you're naturally, we're overthinkers.
Mm-hmm.
As humans, you're overthinking. You don't set, like, everything doesn't come out that you think, because there's so many thoughts in the day that some people aren't even conscious of that are thoughts. You know?
Right. That reminds me of just like the way I think of, like, because I'll have self evaluations of what my life is, you know, or how it's going, right? Even in high school, I felt like it was like, all right, I'm gonna break it up into three categories. At home with the parents, at school, in my sport at the time, right? Football's going great, cool. Parents and everything, cool. Grades, fucked up, right? Or I'll just, not even at home, but like, home, females, fucking, like, all that shit. Like,
aside from football and
friendships,
school.
Whatever the fuck drama's going on.
Yeah.
Like, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it just always felt like there was one thing that was red, you know what I'm saying? Out of all three categories, these first two may be green, but this one's red.
Yeah.
Now this one's red. Right. Now this shit going bad. Cool, I got this one fixed up, but now football fucked up.
Yeah.
Now, like, you know, so it's always something, right? And now when I look at every category of my life, you know, the little subdivisions they are, yeah, there's flaws in some, there's shit going bad, there may be some shit I'm behind on, but as a whole, you need to look at
Nigga, but my sum of all this shit, I'm at a cool B plus. Like, I'm alright. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's kind of like sometimes you do have to just. It's all right. Next week I'm gonna get them, or tomorrow I'm gonna get them. You know, like, or I just gotta work harder today. I tell myself all like, for the past few weeks I've been saying out loud like, it's all right. I just need to fucking grind it out and just be uncomfortable for a little bit. That's fine. That's not a bad thing. It's just a little more growth. It just means I'm ready to hit the weights a little more. That's all that is. So, yeah.
That's my tip for the week. We ain't there yet, so I'm just saving it.
You got anything else on perfectionists?
A tip for us perfectionists. A tip for the perfectionists.
Ah, okay. To wrap up the segment? I feel it. I'm waiting on a tip.
Take
the
wheel. As distant as it may seem, keep chugging and keep patting yourself on the back.
Yes, you deserve that.
More than anybody should give you credit, give yourself credit for actively working towards this thing, no matter how distant it gets. Or how close it is, just keep going. That means go harder. Exactly. When it's farther, shit, go hard all the whole damn time.
Go hard always.
Yeah, the whole time.
Go hard always. But take the break when it's necessary.
Yeah, because brains and bodies need rest.
Don't let that break make you content.
Don't let that break become a lifestyle, bro.
Exactly.
Way of living.
Straight out.
That's for our perfectionists. They just give a tip and get it out of here.
We still got to give our mental state.
For the end of this app? Okay.
Yep. So, closing out the episode, let's go with our life tip first, and then we'll go mental state, and then we'll wrap this bitch up.
All right.
You have a tip already, so I'll just think of mine while you go ahead, bro.
All right, bet. So, my life tip for this week is try to be happier than yesterday and the day before. Pops is calling me right now. This man's going to have to wait because I'm giving my life tip. Sorry, Pops. Yeah, just try to be happier than yesterday or than last week or than last month, you know. However it may go on your scale, just work on being happier than the day before, week before. Being happy is underestimated. Like feeling, because it comes naturally when like things are fine.
Yeah. My tip is more of a challenge for this week. Want everybody to just try to, instead of reflect on others, try to self-reflect more on every situation. Whenever there's a situation where you interact with someone else and something goes wrong, something's misunderstood, whatever.
Or if something goes right.
Right, or if something goes right.
Yeah.
Don't be so quick to be like, that was them. Their fault, or that was their strength.
Yeah,
or
just self-reflect.
Self-reflect, like, and see what you did in that situation. And notice, like, okay, yeah, I did something good in that situation. I need to do more of that.
Yeah.
Or I did something not so great there. I could fix that. Or, you know what I'm saying? Self-reflect, because that helps you in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
A lot of ways. In every aspect of your life, for real. Mental state for the day.
Shoot, up to this point, man, I'm feeling good, bro. For the most part. Even though this weather is weird.
Weird.
I kind of like this weather, bro. I'll give it like a 8.5.
Alright, you jumped up what, like 1.9 or 2? You said 7.8?
For the last week. Yeah.
Okay. We got some structure in this motherfucker now. We getting good at this podcast.
You know that.
But I would say for today, the past 24. Relaxing, smooth, not doing a whole lot, but getting a lot done. Say I'm at a 9, bro.
Fire.
Because I feel like, you know why I feel like I'm at a 9? Because I was going to say something. God or whatever feeling that's on me is feeling like there are big things to come. Soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been waiting, so.
You know what I told my mom? Like a month ago. What you said. I said, well, I just gotta be patient.
That's the
hard thing, because I know they're coming.
Gotta be patient.
Just gotta be patient.
Patience is key.
Yeah, patience is a virtue.
And with that being said, tap in. Link in the bio for the merch.
Share.
The shits is warm.
Share. Don't be stingy.
Don't be fucking stingy.
Share.
So?
That's it, man. That's out.
That's it. We out.
Yeah, we out.
We got nothing else to say.
We'll see y'all niggas in a week.
Yeet-a-dee.
This is the Durag Discovery.